It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. When the state legislature convenes early next year, Colorado Democrats will keep their majority at the Capitol. Their numbers grew slightly in this week's election, CPR's Benta Berklin reports.
Democrats picked up a seat in the state Senate in South Metro Denver. Two other GOP races weren't yet decided. In the House, Democrats maintained the wide majority they won 2 years ago. The large majority means Republicans will have less ability to impact state policies. Although the GOP got a few statewide wins, an income tax reduction, and voter approvals for large fee increases. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Colorado's wolf reintroduction initiative is still undecided, but CPR Sam Brash reports supporters remain optimistic.
That's because the initiative continues to maintain a tight lead, and many of the remaining votes should come from wolf-friendly Denver and Boulder. Nevertheless, the contest is far tighter than many expected. Ranchers and hunters against the measure say that shows Coloradans have real concerns about the wolves and aren't sure such a decision should be left to voters instead of state biologists. If the measure passes, a spokesperson for the governor's office says the administration is ready to carry out the will of voters, but some state lawmakers remain concerned about the cost of reintroduction. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A ballot measure in Boulder that would end the city's pursuit of a municipal electric utility is passing for now in a close vote. There are still votes to be counted. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
If the measure passes, Boulder will re-enter a 20-year agreement with Xcel Energy. For the last decade, the city has tried to instead create a municipal utility to gain local control over reducing emissions that worsen climate change. If the measure is approved, the city can leave the agreement if Xcel doesn't meet carbon emission targets. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.